It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. And in the captain chair over here, we got Sharon, and you're joining us on Let's Eat. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. How are you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. This is Health Month. Last week we had Bombs Natural Food. Today we're going to have somebody that creates natural food.
Beautiful.
You know, it's going to make us healthier. Mm-hmm. Lose some weight.
Mm.
And everyone's
get
always
salt.
Yeah, everyone, you know, like I said, the first 3 weeks of January, everyone loses 150 pounds. And mm-hmm. then after that, we all start to
fall off the wagon again. No.
Except for Tony over here. She's like as big as a toothpick, isn't she?
I know.
And she has to eat her
food every day.
You have to, because she makes probably the most delicious vegan food in the area. Yum. And she brings it to your house.
That's awesome. That's a deal. That's a twofer.
So, anything going on out there in the community?
Tomorrow night.
While I eat this vegan food.
Yes. Tomorrow night, the Astronomical Society is going to be out at Indiana Dunes National Park, the Kemmel Beach parking lot, one of the darkest locations in the national park, and ideal for stargazing. So they're going to be out there. It's an event open to everyone. Dress for the weather. Telescopes are going to be available. You can bring your own. Anybody who
wants.
You can
bring your own telescope?
You can bring your own telescope. You can bring your own binoculars. Yeah.
I got a Hubble and telescope sitting in my backyard.
There you go, man. Just put it on the back of the pickup truck and drive it over.
Well, I have an SUV. I'm bringing it on my Kia.
There you go. Just strap it to the top.
They do a lot at the dunes all the time.
It's always fun, you know, and yeah, deer around, wonderful stuff. I only wish that I had the time to go to those things myself. I write these things up. It sounds so fun, so good. I'm like, I'm going to go to this one day, you know, but you're working, you know, so,
yeah.
But this is a huge sense of enjoyment for a lot of people. And you know, of course, the Indiana Dunes National Park, which used to be the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore, obviously, one of the biggest national Northwest Indiana treasures, of course.
Of course.
You know,
I grew up over
it's huge.
There.
I love
that
it.
Aetna Miller area.
Beautiful.
Used to love it.
Love it. I still love it.
Yeah, Marquette Park is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. I couldn't wait to show it off to friends. When they come in from out of town, I always show it off.
You know, it's even beautiful when the waves are 20 foot high.
Oh,
unless you're living
way
in
beautiful.
Chicago and your house is right there. But other than
right,
that,
right.
I think it's so cool when they freeze in the winter,
love
all that stuff.
Yeah,
we used to go out there with the dogs. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else going on?
Except
for this cold weather?
Well, let me see.
It's about time. But
yeah, you
got to kill all the bugs.
Oh, they're doing, well, another Indiana Dunes thing. They are doing screenings of national park or outdoor themed films over the month of January. A couple of dates. One of the dates is January 19th, and the other one is January 26th. So they're doing some filming, you know, some films, showing some films in the visitor center there.
Uh-huh.
Tom Lounges is having a thing on St. Patrick's Day. I can tell you about that.
Yeah, tell us about Tom. He had a John Denver and basically
yeah.
impersonator in here. It was good.
Yeah, like a tribute act. It sounded really good. So he's inviting you to start celebrating St. Patrick's Day early with a Celtic music celebration.
He just wants to drink green beer right away.
You know, we know, Tom,
I mean,
you've got nothing on us.
Yeah,
Switchback and special guest New Element at the Hobart Art Theater in downtown. This is a ways off, but it'll be here before you know it, Friday, March 13th.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So today we have a guest, and our guest is actually what she does is she delivers the food out to people.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a kitchen that she cooks in that's certified and everything's above board.
Nice.
But there's no storefront, so we have to find her. And, you know, I don't know where she is, so we're going to have to get way up in the atmosphere.
So we're going to have to.
Yeah, we got to take off.
Hit the bricks.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just can you hold my hand? It's kind of dark out here.
I don't know. Well, maybe.
Okay, thank you.
I'm doing whatever I can to help. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Okay. Going up?
Yep.
Okay, let's get up there.
I'm going to make you drive this time.
I am driving because I'm looking for Tony. She's from on the corner of Sweet and Potato. So I got to find that street somewhere. And
there's
I'm sure
no
she's looking.
There's a corner right there. And you know what? There's a... I see her. You see her down there?
That's why I made you drive.
Yeah, that pretty little girl that's
got the black hair. Yeah, she is
there
little.
She is. Let's go get her.
All right.
Are you going to drop down? I'm dropping down. I'm going to take out some
I'll take
air.
Over. Okay.
You got it. You got it. We're now good. I got her by the hand. She's in the basket.
Yep.
And we're at the studio.
Yeah.
Tony, how are you doing?
Good.
How was that? How was the balloon ride?
It was fabulous.
It was kind of cold out, but...
A little bit, but I think we're good.
That flame I got going on, you know, you can roast marshmallows on it, huh, Sharon?
Oh, yeah.
Vegan marshmallows, of course.
Of course, vegan. I was going to say, she's going to get you on that. And,
okay, so we have Tony. Tony, tell us your full name.
Tony Elizabeth Gaeta.
Gaeta?
Yes.
And you brought your father here, Antonio.
I did.
And he's in the corner. He doesn't want to say too much. But
I thought he was your brother.
I know. Is he young?
I totally did.
Yeah. No, that's my dad.
Yeah. How you doing, Antonio?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, real good. Real good. And he came to give you some moral support.
Of course, always. My biggest supporter, him and my mom.
Him and your mother.
Oh, nice.
So, Tony has the business, the operation, you don't have a storefront, but it's a delivery service.
Yes.
And the name of it is On the Corner of Sweet and Potato.
Yes.
Which is a cute name.
I want to know how you came up with that name. It's really cute.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us how you came up with that name?
To be honest, I've always known that I wanted to have some kind of food business. And I just sat down one day and I just was kind of getting all kinds of different names here and there, kind of just playing around with it. And then I thought, what is my favorite thing, not only to eat, but to make? And it's sweet potatoes. So I kind of just played around with some wording, went for it, texted my brother. He's my biggest, I run everything by him. If he thinks it's cool, then it's cool. So I was like, how's this name? I texted it to him. He told me he hated it.
Okay.
And I was like, I kept saying it over and over. I'm like, it has a good ring to it. I love it. And it was the first time that I've ever went against something he said. I'm like, I'm just going to go for it. He's like, I think it's too long. And I was like, I'm going to go for it. And then, yeah, I did.
So how's the response been to the name?
It's been great. People are like, it's very catchy. It's cute. And that makes me feel good. I'm like, I told my brother, I'm like, see, people do like it.
Yeah, you needed somebody to sketch you out some kind of a drawing
of
a place that's on the corner of Sweet Potato.
Yeah, we passed a little place. It was like an empty, it looked like an old bakery when he was in town a couple of weeks ago. And he's like, how cool would it be in the future if that was your storefront and it was on a corner? And he's like, you could just pay someone to change the street names to Sweet and Potato. I'm like, all right, that's a little bit of a reach, but it is cool, an idea to think about.
That would be cool. You can find yourself a corner, Sweet and Potato.
Now, Sharon, she said she's always had this ambition to work with food.
Yes.
Okay, to do something with food. Well, you're very young. So
I am.
When did this, I mean, are you 21?
I just turned 22 last month.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you. Congratulations.
And you're a graduate of Crown Point High School.
I am.
And she actually lives by my restaurant. So she lives in the Winfield area.
Oh, yes. Nice.
So she's a local product all the way through and through.
That's beautiful.
And I graduated from Ivy Tech Community College last year with my baking and pastry arts degree as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's where my daughter goes. Alexis, she goes to Ivy Tech, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she really likes Ivy Tech.
I really did like it.
So you graduated with what degree?
Baking and pastry arts.
And did they gear anything towards vegan?
Not at all.
So you just took that and you went on from there.
When I first went into college, I was not vegan.
Oh, this is
so new. It was about midway through that I went vegan, so that the latter half of it was a little bit difficult having to deal with the meat and the dairy, but I stuck it out and I was like, I'm going to get this degree even though, you know, I have to work with things that are not vegan.
Folks, if you want to find out more about On the Corner of Sweet and Potato, which is a mobile unit, give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577. And Tony has brought some gift cards from On the Corner of Sweet and Potato, so you can try our operation.
What made you go vegan?
At first, it was more of a health concern. I was always sick, and I have endometriosis, and it was just all of these things, and I did my research and, you know, stay away from dairy, stay away from meat. So I cut out red meat first because I didn't really eat it that much. I was like, I can do this. And it says that, you know, it causes all of these things, inflammation. And so I was like, okay, I'll do that. And then I cut out dairy. And then I was still eating chicken and seafood for a while. And then I got more into the ethical side of things and the animals. And then once I saw it that way, I could no longer see my food as food. To me, it was just animals. And
It wasn't a problem. So how long have you, when was your start date?
For the business?
Yes.
Just a couple months ago. I started in November, actually. Yeah.
That is fresh.
Yes, we are very.
You know that? She fresh. Just started in November.
How did you find her?
Well, Carl, what's Carl's title here at the.
Oh, he is just been promoted. He is the vice president of development.
Okay.
But he was the membership manager.
Okay. So Carl.
So he's probably like a combination of both.
Is vegan.
Yeah.
And Carl's your customer.
Yeah.
And he kind of mentioned it to me, and then I kept looking you up, and then I don't know if he gave me – well, Brian, don't go anywhere. He gave me – how he gave me your name or how I found your number. I found your number. I called you, and I thought you were just ignoring me because it went – 2 or 3 weeks went by, and she never called me. I felt like I just lost my date.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And then
you're
she called.
Stood up, Nick?
Yeah, and then she called.
Well, of course.
And you'll believe it or not, it made me happy.
Great.
Very happy. And she called, and then we set up a time, and this is how we're going to do this interview. And we've only had one other vegan person probably 2 years ago to come on. So, and now the vegan movement is much, much larger than it was 2 years ago, I can tell. But we have a vegan person here, and his name is Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, why don't you tell everyone your title and what you do here at the...
I am the VP of Digital, and I don't eat meat. Yeah.
And why don't you
much
eat
all
meat?
I do here. Yeah.
Why did you end up going? He's over here getting these free samples because you know
because Nick always has these restaurants in here and I can't eat anything.
Right. I would bring restaurants that have meat. So why'd you go vegan? How long you been vegan?
I've been vegan for I'd say about 6 or 7 years probably.
Wow.
Yeah. I went because of health issues. My stomach. I had dairy issues and trying to pinpoint what was wrong. And so basically, I switched to vegan and I stayed in the vegan world for so long, got my kind of system under control, and it just worked, so I stayed with it. So,
is it tough? Yeah. Is it difficult to keep the diet?
It is because mostly when you go out to like eat at a restaurant or something, there's nothing to eat anywhere.
But how about your cravings?
At first, I had problems. Nowadays, like I'll see a commercial with like a hamburger on it, and it's not appealing to me at all.
Okay.
And your health issues got resolved.
Oh yeah, most of them are all under control, I'd say.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna give you Tony's number. So if you need something delivered to your house,
awesome.
She's right here for you.
Definitely.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks, Ryan.
No problem.
Thanks, Tony. Any past occupations? I know you're very young. Did you work at any restaurants or get a sense of?
Nothing to. Like, I didn't work anywhere for too long. I worked at a bakery for a couple of days. I interned at a bakery when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
Karen's Bakery, or Betty's Bakery and Cafe, was owned by Karen.
Mm-hmm.
It has since closed. But I really got a sense of she was a very hard worker. She was the only one who worked there. She baked all night and then stood there during the day to sell all her products. And I was like, I want to do this. This is what I want to do. You know, I see how much passion and how much effort she puts into this, and that's what I feel, how I feel about food. So that really helped me see that this is something that I wanted to do.
So you've been trained a little in the culinary, and, you know, you went to school for some culinary baking and things like that. Now, the part about being a vegan, that when people look at a place that has just vegan, they feel like they got to – that you have a lot of information for them.
Yes.
Now, are you kind of self-taught? Do you read a lot?
Yes, I would consider myself self-taught even before I went to school, like culinary school. Everything that I learned from like a TV show or YouTube or just reading. I constantly like to be learning.
Mm-hmm.
So when I found veganism, it was something completely new that I knew nothing about, so I kind of just threw myself in and learned everything that I could as fast as I could, and yeah, I really love it.
So, Antonio, do you eat, you go vegan or you eat some meat?
No, I eat meat.
He eats a lot of meat. It's hard, but he's working on it.
He's working, and you're trying to work on him.
Yes.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and ask us, ask Tony about some of your vegan questions.
So you said you started in November, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yes.
How's the business going? Do you have a clientele built up already?
It's getting there. I find it hard to reach. I'm finding it a little bit difficult to reach like new clients, but I do have very loyal everyone who does order from me is very loyal and spreads the word as much as they can. So, I mean, social media is very powerful. Mm-hmm. That's how I do most of my, how I spread the word.
Right.
So, I'm confident that over time, you know, it takes time. I only started in November.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't have these.
Yeah, that's really young.
Yeah. So.
Like 2 months.
Uh-huh.
That's why we brought you on, to give you a kickstart.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Folks, we're sitting here with Tony from On the Corner of Sweetened Potato, a strictly 100% vegan operation that delivers to you. And she's got gift cards here so you can try some of her great food. Where's your kitchen at?
It is located in Crown Point. It is at the St. Matthias Church. So
you rent it. You rent the spot.
Yes, I do.
And all that. So, are you ever thinking about getting your own storefront?
When I first went into college, that was my big plan. I wanted to have my own storefront and my own shop. But as time went on, I think I realized that was a little bit. I know how I am as a person. I'm a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. I go all in, and I feel like having a storefront would consume my life, not in a good way. It would just be a little too much for me. So at the moment, I feel like this delivery aspect it's perfect for me. I mean, I would love in the future to have my own kitchen so I don't have to rent my kitchen mm-hmm. every week. But for now, this is pretty perfect for me.
So how does it work? You cook like it's a day and then deliver it the same day?
Yes.
Yeah, so just walk us through your operation. Like,
okay.
Sharon decides to go vegan. Now, how is she going to get some food from you?
All right, so usually every week I post, usually midweek I post a menu which has a food option and a dessert option and then an option to make it a meal, so you get both. And then you would message me, call me, email me. All of that information is on all of my social media, and place your order. And then I would get back to you after I've collected all of my orders, give you a time, give you a total, and then it comes to your door on the day that it says on the menu, which usually is on a Monday. Every Monday I do it. So as of right now, it's only a weekly thing. Mm-hmm. You can order more than one meal at a time, but I always suggest only 2 to 3 meals because I just want it to be as fresh as possible. So I would suggest eating it within 2 or 3 days. But I do have people who order 2 or 3 meals at a time so that they can have it for several days. And
so you deliver every day of the week or just certain days?
Just one day a week for okay. now, just because it is, you know, just a start. But I do want to, in the future, 2-3 days a week and see where it goes from
so
there.
These items that you deliver, are they hot, ready to eat? I mean, they've all been cooked, but are
yes.
they're hot, ready to go, or are they in, what kind of containers are they in? Are they like in a microwavable thing? Or
It's like cardboard takeout box. I mean,
yeah.
That doesn't sound super appealing, but
no.
Stuff
that's
inside,
what everyone's going
right.
for now.
Yeah, I try not to use plastic
right.
In any aspect. I do have like the tiny little plastic cups, but I'm, as well as being vegan, I'm also very conscious of like
the environment,
you know, right? Exactly. So sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's a salad which is cold. It
right.
just depends on the week, but it will be delivered. If it's hot, it will be delivered warm, and if it's cold, it will be delivered
so
cold.
Are people ordering for the whole week? Do you feel that way? Are you getting that here and there?
Yes.
Where they're trying to and
yes.
you're kind of like discouraging that a little
yes
bit.
Because I think I just ultimately want people to have the freshest food possible.
Yeah. Understood.
So now being like vegan, tell everyone out there, aren't there different levels of being vegan?
Well, there's different ways to, like, I would consider myself vegan because the definition of vegan is not eating or consuming animal products of any kind. So that is not only through food, but I don't purchase animal products at all. So I don't wear animal products. Nothing that I own is leather or just like against animal cruelty in all aspects of mm-hmm. life. And then if you are just eating a vegan diet, then you would be more considered plant-based. You eat plant-based. So there's just different labels. I mean, I think everybody.
I mean, isn't there people that are vegan that will like eat an egg or will
that's
eat.
That's a vegetarian.
Yeah,
right?
That's
a
more
vegetarian
of a
is you don't eat meat, but you do eat dairy. Then there's pescatarian. There's so
What's
many
that?
Different
What's
things.
Pescatarian?
That I believe, I don't want to be wrong, but I believe that you eat no meat, but you eat seafood still.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's what that is. But there are many, many labels.
And as you know, like I said, a couple of years ago, we had a vegan operation, and I think there's more terms in 2 years since then.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the vegan movement is really kind of
people
gained,
change their lives, their
yeah,
habits.
Really, really picked up steam.
Oh,
it
is exploding right now. It is. I mean, Burger King of all places has a vegan option of the Impossible Burger, which you know,
right.
2 years ago I never would have even. You know, 2 years ago, I wasn't vegan. I've only been vegan for 2 years. So I didn't even know anything about vegan, and now it's everywhere I look.
Did anything happen health-wise when you went vegan? Did you notice any change in the way you felt or your weight or anything?
I mean, I've always been a tiny person my whole life. I've been very skinny, mm-hmm. but I was not healthy. I was probably the most unhealthy eater. I mean, my ideal meal pre-vegan was a Big Mac, a plate of Doritos, and a glass of orange pop. Like that was my diet 24/7. That is all I knew.
And you stayed thin eating like
yes.
that?
Yes. And that's why I never saw it as a problem because I was just super fast metabolism. Yeah. I was staying thin. I thought I felt fine. But then once I went vegan, it was
what'd you see? What was the biggest change?
I'd say energy. Yeah. I had energy constantly. And before going vegan, I was constantly tired, always taking naps. My parents were like, you know, why are you always sleeping? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just tired. And now I don't even know the last time I took a nap.
Is that because of all the refined sugars and stuff, you think?
I think so. I think it was all just kind of weighing me down because I was eating everything and anything. And now
that's when your stomach feels like goo because it's all
yes.
the candies and things like that.
Yes.
You blew my mind. I can't picture you eating a Big Mac.
Oh, would love
a plate of Doritos and an orange pop.
That was all I ate. That's
folks, crazy. We want you to dial in 769-9577, 769-9577, and talk to our vegan guru, and that's Tony. And she owns On the Corner of Sweet and Potato. It's a delivery service for strictly vegan food. And she's got a gift card here for you. So give us a call and get a free gift card from On the Corner of Sweet and Potato. And we want to thank you for joining 89.1 FM. Go ahead.
Yeah, Lakeshore Public Radio. Yeah. What's your signature item? What do you think you do best?
I'm gonna have to say sweet potatoes.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite?
Yeah,
thing?
I've always people are like, I don't like sweet potato, and I'm
I
like, you
have
to
potato.
Try it. You have to try it the way I make it.
What
and
do you
I've
make? How do you make
so
it different?
People.
How you make it? That's.
I mean, I have.
You don't
my,
mean myself, Antonio. I love marshmallows and stuff on that stuff. So what do you do? How do you make your sweet potato?
I just go with the, like, I think that the sweet potato is just, it tastes great on its own. I just add simple spices, roast it in the oven, mm-hmm. and then that's it. It becomes nice and gooey, almost like as sweet as candy. Mm-hmm. Like, it is like candy to me.
So, you know, since you're so conscious of health, do you also worry about gluten, sugars, salts? Probably not fats, because everything.
Right, you have your healthy fats.
Yeah.
So. Personally, I am vegan, gluten-free, and soy-free, but that is just for health reasons. And then because personally I have endometriosis and all three of those things cause flare-ups for
right.
me. But all of my food that I cook and that you can purchase is 100% vegan. I do have gluten-free options most of the time and soy-free options. But I do, as far as my desserts, I have your healthy desserts, which are vegan, gluten-free, soy-free, refined sugar-free. And then I also have more indulgent desserts that are just vegan, but they have all of your gluten, all of your sugars.
Those are mine.
So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The indulgent
yeah.
desserts.
So I do both because I believe in being healthy and a healthy lifestyle, but I also know that, you know, people want to indulge. They want to have a good time.
Yeah.
They want those flavors that they're used to. So I
and,
want to
know,
show people that.
You can do that stuff,
yeah.
too, especially in the pastries. Why
yeah.
not? Let's get fat. Come on.
There
who we got
go.
On the line there?
yeah, fan of the guest, Brittany from Crown Point.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
We are friends of your sister, Tiffany, at First Midwest Bank. And we are listening to the broadcast right now. We just want to tell you how proud we are of you. And then that we're on a diet here as well. So we are going to be ordering for some some meals from you soon. So she gave us cards, too, for business cards. So she's been passing it out to, like, you know, clients that have been coming in just now listening to the broadcast. It was like, oh, they're vegan? Well, I'm vegan, too. So Tiffany's been giving out gift cards. I mean, not gift cards, but business cards. So.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to thank her for sure.
Yes.
Brittany, I tell you what.
Word of mouth.
Now, she called it a chicken salad, but it was on a piece of romaine. Describe a little bit what's in here. This is one of the items you probably should get.
Yeah, yes. That's
chickpeas,
signature.
We got grapes, celery, and then a homemade cashew-based mayo. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's to mimic that chicken salad that you're used to, but
yes,
without the chicken.
Tiffany was just telling us about that, and I'm like, ooh, that kind of sounds good. And she was telling us about the bar, like the...
You got a bar?
Oh, it's a raspberry crumble bar.
Correct.
You didn't bring that,
correct.
Did you?
Correct, did not.
Ah, we see how we rank around here. So, Brittany, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to On the Corner of Sweet and Potato, and it's a delivery service, and this way you can give her a call, and she's going to give you a little break on your first meal. How's that sound?
Well, thanks. That sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Folks, it's that easy. Call 769-9577, 769-9577, and join us here on the Big Blowtorch, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. This is Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson, and I am Chef Nick. And we have Tony here from On the Corner of Sweet and Potato, a strictly 100% vegan choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which you do. Now, you deliver in your car?
Yes.
You just do you have a sign on the side or anything like
I
that?
I don't, but that's my next step. My brother's like, you have to get your car wrapped. And I'm
that's for
I
sure.
should. But my dad over here, he made sure that every single other thing in my life has my logo. He got me bags. He got me something to put on my phone. He got me coffee mugs. Like, everything in our house has my logo on it. So we're getting there.
So Antonio, I'm sure you're pretty proud of all this.
Yes, I am.
It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it's a startup, I mean, and it's probably going to grow. Because
she's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, she's an entrepreneur.
Next time, you like on Christmas, maybe you can get some ornaments to hand out. Like, put your logo on some ornaments. My friend's got a dog grooming business, and she gave me an ornament with her logo on it. I thought that was the coolest idea.
And you know, to be honest with you, I've searched for some vegan places, mm-hmm. and there really isn't too many places that really specialize in this. So, you know, you have
especially
the knowledge
in a healthy way.
Right.
I mean, there are ways to do it unhealthfully, but you know, I want to give people that healthy aspect.
You know, what's
as
good,
well.
Tony, is that you're doing the talk, but you're also doing the walk. You know what I mean? So what you're saying, you're actually living.
Yeah.
So when somebody's talking to you, you can. You know, like I make lemon rice soup. Okay. So when we talk about lemon rice soup, I'm probably the professional about lemon rice soup, just like you're becoming a professional on vegan.
Yes.
So you talk the talk and you do the walk, and that's going to help you grow immensely.
Yes.
So these homemade dressings.
Yes.
Okay. How many different dressings do you make?
At the moment I have, how many do I have? They have like three or four.
Okay.
I'm always constantly having new ideas, but
yeah.
I have my signature.
Are you the
couple.
Only one?
Yes, I wear many hats. I am the chef. I am the cook. I am the dishwasher. I am the accountant. I am everything.
Really?
Yes.
So since you share a kitchen, when you make things, you got to kind of make them, get them all packaged and kind of sold. You can't really have leftovers, can you?
No.
Any leftovers you just take home with you, don't you?
Yes. My family loves me for that.
I know. My whole refrigerator is for carry-out containers.
Especially your mom. She's like, I don't have to cook tonight.
Who we got there on the line?
It's Roy Valpo.
Hey, Roy. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
So you got a question here for Tony, our vegan expert?
Well, two of them. One, I was wondering if you delivered in the Valparaiso area.
I do. I do all the time.
Oh, cool. The other thing is that I was just, I am not a vegan. I am not a vegetarian or a vegan, but one thing that I have been doing in the past is just trying to lower my meat consumption. So maybe eating less meat-type products, you know, like for lunch, for like breakfast, lunch, and then eating it during dinner. But just trying to figure out what different types of options, you know, there are, because I'm completely novice to this. what type of options are there for, like, you know, that I can, like, try to convince my family to use? And I was just wondering if there was, like, something that you had, like, suggestions.
Well, hello. I must say that I would say more than half of my customer base are not vegan. They just enjoy the healthy food. But as far as tips and tricks, I mean, there are so many substitute meats out there. You have your Beyond Meats and your Impossible Meats, and these are things that you can find in your grocery store that are right next to your normal meats now. Like, they're putting them in the same exact location. You just have to look for on there. It'll say vegan. But if you're looking for, like, a more healthy way, you have things like beans and chickpeas and quinoa, and you can make your own veggie patties out of beans and veggies and stuff like that as well.
So, Roy, are you looking for something that's going to be like, you know, you're saying you want a different option. Do you want something that's going to feel a little hearty to you, that's going to stick to your gut at night? Is that what you're looking for?
Always, yes.
is there something that's in the vegan world that you would consider, like, hearty, that makes you feel like you're almost eating a stew or something?
Well, you can honestly mimic any recipe. So any recipe that makes you have that feeling, you just take, say, there's meat in it. You replace it with something like a Beyond Meat or an Impossible Meat. Or if there's dairy in it, there's vegan cheeses. And there are ways to do it. I feel like when people are in your position, Roy, where they are a novice to it and they don't really know exactly what to do, that's when you utilize those things like the vegan cheese and the vegan meat. And then once you get more accustomed to the vegan lifestyle, then you can, you know, think about doing it in a more healthy way. But those things, I feel like they're there for people who are in those beginning stages of transitioning, so that you can have that kind of same mouthfeel and feeling without having to eat meat.
So, Roy, on our website, lakeshorepublicmedia.org, there are going to be pictures of the things that Tony brought, and you can look at them, and we're going to send you out a gift card that Tony was nice enough to give us, and this will give you a chance to order up from On the Corner of Sweet and Potato.
That would be awesome. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Roy. Thanks for calling
you.
In.
Thanks. Hey, you have a good day.
You too. All your things come in fresh, right? Everything's fresh. Can we buy and freeze? I know it's against your standard, but can it?
Yes.
Can you do that? I mean, there's... Or you don't suggest it?
I would not suggest it, like, with the salad. I just don't think, like, the greens would freeze well. And
because everything's more vegetable-based, that's a tough one.
I would say it's more of a, like, eat that same day or within the next couple of days.
Okay. What would you consider your signature product?
Honestly, probably the salads, the create your own salads, because they have that roasted sweet potato that I'm known for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have those quite often. So it's a build your own salad. It's a roast. You get roasted sweet potato. You get some quinoa. Then you get to pick three veggies. There's, like, a choice of, like, seven or eight that you can choose from. But I want to make sure that it's something that you like. You know, if I had it. Like, it wasn't a custom thing and it had corn. Maybe you don't like corn. I want to make sure that you receive something where you're eating everything there is something that you want to be eating. I don't want anyone to feel like, I don't like this, so I'm going to take it out. Like, you should be able to eat everything.
So what'd you bring for us today?
Today I brought two different salads.
And I'm going to eat some more of this cupcake. It's delicious. You know, you would think there's probably shortening or oil or eggs in here, and this cupcake has none of that. It's really good.
You can't even tell.
Yes.
Do you make your own frosting on this?
Yes.
I don't mean to talk with my mouth.
Oh, no, you're perfectly fine. But yes, I brought cupcakes. It's a chocolate vegan cupcake and then a peanut butter frosting. So that's more of, like, an indulgent dessert. And then I brought little mini banana, I call them muffins.
Is this what I'm eating right
here? They're good.
Yes.
Yeah, I just had
those are actually, thank you. They are vegan, gluten-free, soy-free, no refined sugars.
Gosh.
So I would say that's healthy.
So what's in there?
And it's moist. And it's really moist.
It's
good.
Yes. That's probably the banana.
Yeah, it's really good.
What else is in it?
So it's gluten-free. So you have flours made from things like oats or an almond flour. So... yeah, it's oats and then almond flour. Then you have actual, like, almonds, banana, all those kinds of things. But yeah, there's ways to replace everything, like I was saying. I mean, an egg, they sell like egg replacer, which comes as a powder. Then you mix it with water and it becomes the consistency of an egg. But if you want to do like a more healthy route, there's a flax egg. So you take flax seeds, you mix it with some water, then you get that same consistency.
That was like a binding thing?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, because egg will be a leveler,
yes,
which will help something rise. It'll be a binder,
mm-hmm,
and it also is an emulsifier.
Right.
Okay, so does this powder do all those items? Does it really react like an egg?
Yes, I think it does. The only tricky thing is it works differently in different recipes. Like an actual egg, you know that the egg's going to work for cookies. It's going to work for cupcakes. It's going to work for cakes.
So different styles work for different things you're going to
do. So I would use the egg replacer maybe for cookies, but I probably wouldn't use it for my cakes. It it kind of depends on the recipe. It takes a lot of trial and error, especially when you're working with gluten-free. But I've done lots of trial and error, and I'm very confident in the recipes that I have.
So these recipes are your creations?
Yes.
So you kind of like played around with them and got them to where you wanted.
Yes, lots of mess ups along the way, but
folks, we want you to dial in 769-9577, 769-9577. We only have about 20 minutes left with Tony from On the Corner of Sweet and Potato. It's a totally 100% vegan delivery service. She's got gift cards, so give us a call, 769-9577. We're here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio.
Yeah, and I'm curious about how you come up with your ideas.
I am probably on my phone a lot more than I should be, but I get a lot of my ideas from it, whether it be through Instagram or Pinterest. I see a picture of something, and usually it's something that is not vegan. And I'm like, wow, that looks so good. I need to find a way to make that vegan.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, or I just have family members. Nobody in my family is vegan, not one person. So constantly having them like, oh, you should make this. They're always trying to make me make things. And I'm like, I'll be like, Grandpa, you know, I only cook vegan things.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I forgot. And then one time I made a cake for my sister's birthday. This was just a couple months ago. And we were eating the cake and my grandpa was there and then he was eating it. And I usually like to tell people things are vegan after they've already eaten it. Because then they have that preconceived notion
exactly.
Of like, this is about to be disgusting.
This is gonna be,
So he ate it and I was like, he's like, this cake is so good. And I'm like, Grandpa, you know that cake's vegan? And he could not believe it.
I know. All the pastries you brought here and the chicken salad, you would think had meat or had some egg or had some shortening in it.
Or mayo or something.
That is music to my ears. I love to hear, especially from non-vegans. Like, I appreciate and I love my vegan audience, but it's pretty cool to hear non-vegans say that, you know, they love this stuff.
Yeah, nice. What are your future plans? Do you think maybe you will try to like start making food for like an airlines or something and say, hey, you know, I can supply food to, you know, United.
I mean, that would be amazing.
I mean, that would be really cool if you did something like that, and then they could, you know, use your food.
Have you presented anything
on the
to
plane?
Anyone? Any bigger places? Any?
No, I'm kind of just
getting your feet on the ground.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's just me. I wear all the hats. So I'm kind of just taking it as it comes. I mean, it is a little bit overwhelming on some days. You know, I wake up extremely early to get to the kitchen. I cook for hours and then I clean everything up, wash the dishes, load my car, get on my delivery route, and then, you know, by the time I'm done, it's like a 13-hour day.
Yeah, especially when you rent out a kitchen from somebody else, they're so strict that you got to meet all their guidelines before you close or they're going to kick you out.
Yes.
So how about cream? How do you substitute like cream and milk and my favorite? I mean, I love heavy cream. I probably put 4 ounces in my coffee every morning.
You know, I was just thinking, you know, if she ever wants to get a storefront, you have a place.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny that you should say that because just the other day, Silk, which is a very common, very popular almond milk or vegan milk brand, they came out with the first vegan heavy whipping cream.
Really?
Which I was over the moon about because I used to bake non-vegan, My whipped cream frosting was like, everybody loved it. But I was like, I cannot recreate. That was one thing I could not recreate as a vegan. And then just the other day, they came out with which is sitting in my fridge at home waiting for me to test and see if it, you know, compares. to that. But yeah, now that's available. I mean, every single day something new is coming onto the market that makes my job a lot easier of recreating things. So
that is really cool.
Yes.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back. 89.1 FM. You're sitting in on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And today our guest is Tony from On the Corner of Sweet and Potato, totally 100% vegan operation. But what's cool about this place is you call in and she brings it to the house. What do you think about that, Sharon?
That is a nice thing. That's a very nice feature. Do you have any, is there vegan, I'm sure there probably is, vegan magazines or anything that you can reference for ideas?
I mean, not
and
the one
products?
That Spock's on. We're talking.
What?
Food. Oh, never mind.
Who?
Star Trek, whatever.
There is this. I mean, personally, I don't. This is so such a millennial thing of me, but there's a magazine. It's called Veg News, but I follow. I don't have the actual magazine. I just follow them on Instagram,
okay,
and then they post all of. I do get a lot of ideas from them though, and then they post all of like. That's how I found out about the heavy whipping cream because they post all the newest products like
oh, cool.
as soon as they're launched. So. It's nice to know exactly, it's a great resource.
And yeah. What she brought up about, millennials and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So what is, you think, your age demographics? What are you seeing when you're delivering? What age are you seeing?
Rarely is it somebody my age. It's usually older.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, well, I would think it would be younger.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like as I said before, it amazes me. I would honestly say 80%, maybe even more, of the people that I deliver to are not vegan at all.
Okay.
So they're not really...
It's a compliment to you.
Yeah,
yes,
they like
I
the
love
food.
That. It's definitely, yes, a compliment. I always love it.
You feel like sometimes the older people, they have these ailments, and this is like they're making a lifestyle change in their
yes,
food habits
sure.
to help them.
That's a lot of the people who will come to me and they just want to be healthier. And I'm like, I can help you with that. That's what I want. I want people to come to me. I don't want to just be someone who delivers food to you. I want to be a resource to you. I want to help you become a healthier version of yourself because I've seen what being vegan can do for me. And I think it would be amazing if everyone tried it and, results.
Believe it or not, we're down to our last 10 minutes. So 769-9577 if you want to jump in and get in on a conversation and get a gift card from On the Corner of Sweet and Potato. Tony's here to talk about vegan stuff. And before we go too far, why don't you tell like a phone number or a website? So we've been talking about all this food. They got to get a hold of you. How do they get a hold of you?
You can find me on Facebook under On the Corner of Sweet and Potato. Same on Instagram, actually. It is OTCO Sweet and Potato. And then my number is 219-779-0651. You can text me. You can call me. And,
Do people talk to you directly a lot?
Not really. A lot of it is through, Messenger on Facebook.
And people ask your advice? Like,
sometimes here and there.
Here
yes.
and there.
Yeah. A lot of my family do. A lot of my family.
So you're becoming a dietitian?
Yes. I mean, I definitely am not qualified to give anybody any kind of I would definitely talk to a doctor, but I don't see the harm in promoting healthy food.
Because you're doing it yourself.
Right.
So it's like you have the experience because you're the experiment.
Yes.
Right? In a way. What's this edible seed?
Quinoa. We love quinoa here.
It's a grain, right?
Yeah. What is it? What does it do? How is it good for you?
It is a good source of protein. It is very high in protein. It can be used in place. Think of it as like a rice almost. It's just a different shape, but it cooks the same as rice.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you water in the whole bit, huh?
It reminds me of couscous, but it's bigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. I love it. It's delicious, good source of protein, and it kind of takes on any flavor that you give it.
And you also make yummy turtles.
Ooh, yes. Vegan turtles.
Now, what makes it vegan? What, when you make a turtle, what doesn't it make? How isn't it vegan? What's in there?
Well, a traditional turtle, like the inside, the caramel.
Okay.
Caramel, however you choose to say it.
Yeah.
Not vegan.
Okay.
So the ones that I make, everything's homemade. The inside is homemade, and it's a date caramel, so made from dates, which are naturally sweet, also known as nature's candy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the filling.
So I know you do a lot of sweets and you do some savory. Does one overweigh the other in your orders? Do you get a lot of sweet stuff?
It's kind of an equal divide most of the time, but I do also do custom desserts. If anybody ever needed custom cakes, I've done weddings in the past or stuff like that.
So the weddings that you've done with these custom cakes, they're a vegan cake? Or do you just, you do cakes on the side?
Yes. Well, when I first started out, it was all baking. I wanted my own bakery. So that was something that was very important to me. But once I went vegan, that's when I found a love for the more of the cooking aspect of things. Mm-hmm. And then baking kind of went on the back burner. But now I feel like I'm in a place where I equally enjoy both now that there's so many ways to substitute and make good quality vegan sweets.
So you're a baker too then?
Yes.
So why don't you put down on the corner of Sweet and Potato and don't forget the cake? No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, that's a very long name. And my brother already said this one was
You know what? You're going to have to find an acronym for this.
Yes.
You know, I can see one coming up. So you have a tahini lemon.
Yes.
And what is that?
Well, tahini is, I would say tahini is like, consider it like a peanut butter or an almond butter. It should be called, I think, sesame seed butter, because it's just sesame seeds that are ground up until they become a liquid, and then that's the tahini. And then I mix that with some fresh lemon juice, some spices, and then that's my signature tahini lemon dressing that comes with the salad.
Now, you know, we're talking vegan, and everyone thinks, well, it's just plant-based, this and that. But are there trends within the vegan category? Mm-hmm. Are there, like, things that are, you know, you've been doing this for a little bit, you've been eating vegan for, you notice there's, like, things that are trending?
Yes, there, I mean, it's usually, let me think, like kale. Kale was super popular for a minute, you know, everything needed to be kale flavored, and there's certain, like, vegetables that'll be, like, popular for
a
minute.
Come on, come off.
Like the celery juice, I don't know if you heard of that, but everyone was doing like the celery juice every single morning, and it was supposed to do like amazing things for you.
Uh-huh. So do you ever jump onto trends and give them a practice run?
I mean, I try it just to like see, you know, what the hype is about, but I kind of just stick to what I know, which is just healthy food.
Who you got there, Sharon?
Yeah, well, a couple things. Tom Lounges sent me a text. He said that your cupcakes are awesome. He's a non-vegan fan of your product. And he said you should go on Shark Tank to get funding to expand your operations.
Oh, my gosh.
And he wants your card. And we have a call. Cherise from Munster.
Hi, Cherise.
Hey, hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. You got a question for Tony, our vegan guru?
Yes. Well, since then the brown rice is in the market, so I stopped eating white rice for most of the time. So my question is, do you guys have products with brown rice and quinoa?
Do you deal with brown rice and quinoa?
Yes, we have all of the salads have quinoa, and I do plan on making dishes in the future with brown rice, yes.
Are you vegan?
Yes.
Are you 100% vegan? I mean, no oils?
Well,
no...
that's kind of, I was not a vegan completely, so I'm just transforming because of the skin diseases that have been getting it, so just trying to avoid meat, dairy, one by one, just to get rid of this skin diseases.
Oh, so you're doing it for a health reason. Now, how's it been going? Yeah. Has it been a challenge, or you kind of, how's it going with you on that?
Well, I kind of think that, well, there's no skin diseases, then let me get back to meat. And then I kind of see the skin disease coming back. So I'm trying to completely get rid of the meat products and dairy products and completely get into vegetarian.
So what's going to happen here is Tony gave me a gift card to On the Corner of Sweet and Potato. It's a totally vegan, 100% vegan operation. She delivers out, and we're going to send you out a gift card so you can give her a try.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, we got about maybe not even five minutes left. If you call real quick, we can maybe answer your question. What I was going to ask you is almonds. You use a lot of almonds in your items?
In the baking, yes. In the cooking, no, not as much.
Yeah, and why is almonds so healthy?
They're a healthy fat, just like any other nut, but ground almonds.
I'm a nut. I'm not too healthy, but anyways.
Well, we know that.
Almond flour is a great flour for like gluten-free baking.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many different flours.
You know, in your kitchen there that you go to, your ingredients compared to the other guy that's renting that kitchen has got to be like night and day.
So for sure. 100%.
You can't even worry about him ripping off your flour or anything like
that.
No. Because he wouldn't know what to do with it.
Exactly, because they all act differently.
So what's your biggest secret ingredient, you think?
She would tell you, but then she'd have to kill you.
Yes.
That's true. I mean, I love... Obviously, sweet potato, I feel like I have to say that. I mean, it can be used in cooking and in baking. But also, let me think.
I bet you make a mean sweet potato side dish at Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I love just a plain roasted sweet potato, though. Like, I eat a sweet potato. I haven't even mentioned this. Myself, I eat a sweet potato every single day.
Oh, wow.
So I can't even imagine how much money I've spent on sweet potatoes.
Do you deal a lot with avocados?
Yes. That's love avocados.
Very good.
If anyone loves avocados more than me, it's this guy back here, my dad.
me too. We go through a lot of avocados. Well,
yeah, you know, Mike Gonzalez, public information officer for the city of Gary, he and his family are moving to a plant-based diet, and they're looking forward to trying you out.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she doesn't have a restaurant, Mike, but she does deliver.
She does deliver, and if you called it, we would have gave you a gift card, too.
Yeah, well, we still have to give him a gift card.
Yeah, if he got his address out there, we'll send you a gift card.
So, yeah,
make sure you send
me your address.
And we'll send you out a gift card, too, On the Corner of Sweet and Potato. You got a minute here. Tell us something really quick. What do you want people to know?
Let's see. I just want people to know that even though I am 100% vegan business, if you are not vegan, I don't want that to scare you away. I am open to anybody, any diet you have, any lifestyle. I don't judge in any way. You eat meat, you don't eat meat. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to help you become a happier, healthier version of yourself.
And give us your address or your phone number so people can call into you.
You can call me at 219-779-0651. And on all social media, I am on the Corner of Sweet and Potato.
And you deliver on what day?
Usually Mondays, maybe a Wednesday here and there. And then I have some specials. Just got to keep a lookout on social media.
Well, Sharon, that was a quick hour.
Very quick.
And I want to thank Antonio and Tony from On the Corner of Sweet and Potato. Very lovely young lady, just starting out, very young. Give her a call. Give her a try. You can find her on Facebook. If you're looking for strictly 100% vegan, she's got it for you. And that's On the Corner of Sweet and Potato. I want to thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you know what, Sharon? I had a great time today.
What's that?
I learned a lot. I had a great time. I tasted a lot of great food.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you?
It was good. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
It's all about the food. I want to thank the people for calling in. I want everyone to be safe out there on this weekend. It's going to get cold. It's going to get rainy. It's going to get snowy. It's going to get rainy. It's going to get cold. It's going to get warm. It's going to do all that kind of stuff. I wish Crown Point girls basketball team the best of luck in all their games. They're doing a great job. Tony's from Crown Point High School. And I want to tell you this, Sharon. This is probably one of the funnest jobs I've got out there.
Most fun job.
Yep. I have a great time. So I want to thank everyone out there in Radio Land for joining us on Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. Yasu!